Hey everyone, welcome to the Geek Gang. Today I am here with music therapist.
Well, I'm a music therapy student.
Soon to be music therapist.
That is true. I'm Gabrielle.
And today we're going to talk about music therapy. It's going to be great, so tune in. Alright guys, thanks for tuning in. So, what exactly is music therapy, Gabby?
So, music therapy is the use of different music interventions that help address the needs of clients. So, any social needs, physical needs, emotional needs, and any cognitive needs. It's also a healthcare profession where, you know, we as the therapist can come in and we can talk to the client about, you know, what needs that they want to fulfill.
So do you think like that helps with anxiety and depression and stuff?
Yeah, it also depends on like what other issues the client has. For example, if the client comes in and it's like, oh, I have, you know, this obsessive compulsive issue, I need help to reduce that, we can kind of help them with all of those needs. And it's not just mental health per se. It can also be for individuals with autism. It could be individuals with Alzheimer's. It could be individuals with dementia and a whole array of populations and different demographics as well.
I asked because before the podcast, we were discussing like what exactly is music therapy, and we found Wikipedia to be the best, you know, the best way to find the answer.
Well, there is a music therapy association. It's called the American Music Therapy Association. So if you search up American Music Therapy Association on, say, Google, it'll probably be the first link, and you can search around and be like, oh, what is music therapy? And there will be the exact definition of what music therapy is all about. That's kind of how I base my elevator speech on just that definition of what the AMTA provides, but I also put my own little twist on it because I not only want to provide the definition for adults, but I also want to provide the definition for children as well. So because I want to work with kids one day, because kids are awesome. Mm-hmm. So I say, well, it's
you kind of calm kids down, I guess.
Not necessarily. Like, we use music to help people in all different aspects of life. Even in the NICU, where there are newborns, you know, trying to fight for their life, we help them with feeding interventions. We help them, you know, help the mother soothe the baby. It's all based on the circle of life. Whether you are born in the NICU or you're at the end of life and in the hospice, music is for everyone, and yeah, for anything, really.
Because anyone can do it, really, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, not music therapy, but I'm saying, like, you know, instrument wise, anyone can like pick anything up and do it, and practice enough, and you can do it.
And it's kind of funny because a lot of people deny their musical talent, but when they first pick up a drum or when they first pick up the xylophone and they start banging on the drum or shaking the shaker, they're making music. Mm-hmm. They have the capability, but they just deny it within themselves. But once I...
Because they don't actually like learn any songs.
Exactly.
They're just doing their own beat.
Well, yeah. And I mean, that's also making music. Essentially what music is, by definition, it's sound over the span of time.
Okay.
So, variety...
So which is faster, music or the speed of light?
I think the speed of light is faster, but I would say with music, it brings everyone together. Mm-hmm. And whether it's through varying pitches over time or, you know, listening to music, whether you're creating music, listening to music, or writing music, it brings people together. And that's what I really love about music, and the sense of different cultures bringing societies together. It's really amazing. And that's kind of why I got into music therapy in the first place. I really didn't have a lot of speech myself because I was diagnosed with a speech delay when I was 2 years old. And growing up, I needed an outlet for how to feel and kind of like give me a safe community to be in. So music was my safe haven. At the same time, I also liked to help people. So why not combine the two and also have like a good sense of psychology and music and put it underneath my belt? So that's kind of like what led me to music therapy in the first place.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So would you say orchestra music makes you smarter or no?
There have been studies where orchestra music can improve upon math and English grades, but I don't necessarily think to a T that it makes people smarter. For me, I know for a fact music can help me focus on very huge tasks, and I have read studies that I've read articles that say that music can help increase focus. It can help attention focus activities such as doing homework or, you know, even playing music. It takes a lot of focus to make music, to focus in on, say, a drum or the piano or even like strumming a guitar. That takes a lot of focus if you really think about it.
Well, actually, I play the guitar.
Well, yeah. You could probably like envision yourself, hey, I'm trying to play the guitar. I'm trying to move my hands and strum at the same time, but also at the same time, I'm like focusing on the music and playing and strumming in a strumming pattern all at the same time. So it takes a lot of focus.
Well, actually, believe it or not, I never learned using a sheet. I just like learned off of copying.
Ah.
Like the way people did it.
Oh, that's really interesting. That's really interesting. I mean, I kind of do that also, but that's, I mean, I'd much rather learn the chords and see the theory, the music theory behind the song and how it makes people feel when they listen to the song or like attune to certain aspects of the music and see how music makes people feel, if that made any sense.
Kind of, you know, like how some music is used for the gym and some music is used for like calming people down and some music is used to help people study better, I guess. Is that true or no?
Well, there are specific like playlists out in the world where, yes, you can use this specific playlist for the gym or you can use this specific playlist for homework use or just to relax, but there is kind of this discrepancy where what music therapy really is, it's also clients' preferred music. So if they want to listen to workout music in a music therapy session, that's what they want to listen to in order to address their needs, whether it's like physical or emotional needs. It really is based and preferred by the client.
Okay. So, do you know all music instruments?
I know a plethora of music instruments.
So, I know you know the guitar, right?
I do know guitar.
Violin.
That was my first instrument that I ever learned, is the violin.
That's all I know. And drums, I think?
Well, I do some percussive stuff, but it's not enough to call me a drummer. From the age of 9, I started playing the violin and I love it. I still love it. I teach violin. Then I started to go into choir and start singing. So that's instrument number 2. And then in my senior year of high school, I started to play the piano, which is one of the required instruments for music therapist to play. So it's piano, guitar, and voice, and mm-hmm. I know how to play all three. Not well, but I know how to play them.
As long as you know, right?
Exactly. So violin, guitar, voice, along the way, I picked up guitar. Wait, I just said guitar, right?
Yes. Guitar, voice,
piano.
I don't know what the other ones are.
All right, I'm trying to go in chronological order, and my brain is just like, you can do it, not. So, violin in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth grade is when I started choir, okay. So singing.
Right.
12th grade was piano.
Mm-hmm.
In my community college days, I picked up guitar. And then along the ways, I also picked up viola, ukulele, and the cello. So that's seven.
Okay. I have the guitar and the cello on my list. I used to be so good at the cello that they were like, I was doing... They figured, oh yeah, he could be in the orchestra. And I was like, nah. Guitar. I want to play the guitar.
When did you start playing cello?
Cello, so young. So young. So ridiculously young. Four, maybe five.
Wow. That's younger than I started violin. That's insane.
I don't know. Pretty young. I don't remember most of it. I just know that I was very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, years went on. And then during, high school or middle school, I was like, I really hate playing the cello.
Yeah, it kind of is the way with middle schoolers and high schoolers, like, losing interest because they have other activities that seem more engaging rather than playing the cello.
Well, no. It was because I was, more interested in the guitar.
That's the thing, that you were more interested in guitar rather than the cello, because it seemed boring because of classical, being perceived as posh and for older individuals. But I say that music is for everyone. Any genre is for anyone, really. I started to listen to pop music when I was, 2 or 3 years old. It's for everyone, but you really have to be careful of, what language you use. Like, for explicit music and for a two-year-old to listen to explicit music, I wouldn't. But, that wouldn't be my strongest suggestion, but, if a 15, 16, obviously a lot older, then you could take into consideration, okay, this is for the music, you aren't to say this outside of the environment that we're in, and what stays in the room stays in the room. Mm-hmm. Because not only that, music therapy is confidentiality. It's basically therapy, but we implement music along with other things. So confidentiality applies with music, within the music therapy setting.
So I'm going to ask you this question. What's the difference between a therapist, a physical therapist, and a music therapist?
Well, if you're talking about a psychotherapist, they do not have the musicality as someone who has been in music therapy.
Wait.
Let me finish.
What do you mean by musicality?
Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. So, if, for example, a regular board-certified psychotherapist uses clarinet as a hobby, they necessarily can't be in the music therapy setting because they don't know how to use music therapeutically. Mm-hmm. While the music therapist knows.
Okay.
And then with, like you said, physical therapy, you can use music therapy actually in physical therapy. Because so I'm going to use an example. If someone is recovering from a stroke and needs to relearn how to walk again, we can use the beat of the music in order to help them walk. So we'll obviously start at a slower tempo, which is the speed that someone plays the music at. So we'll start at a very slow tempo, go 1, 2, and then once eventually they recoup and reuse their brain, then we can go a little bit faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until they get to that walking mode, which I think is one of the coolest things I can think of.
Wait, so there's proof that this actually occurs?
Yeah.
Like, this has happened?
Well, I've seen video evidence, but yes, it could happen. And it can also happen with Parkinson's disease, where an individual can stop in the middle of them walking. Instead of it being abrupt, it can be a lot smoother if they listen to music. Or if they listen to music, or they sing music to themselves to keep the beat and the flow going.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
It's like, oh, I'm interesting. Of course you're interesting, Gabby, come on.
I mean, I've for all of my life, I've been so inclined with music. I just never knew what to do with it. So a little bit more of a backstory about myself. I had a struggle with trying to find what I wanted to do in life, but it wasn't until my junior year of high school, the most important year of high school, is when I found music therapy, and I was just like, oh my God, I had a light bulb, like not even a light bulb, but the entire row of Broadway light up in my brain, be like, this is what I want to do.
Be on Broadway.
That's one thing. That's one thing. But also be a music therapist, a board certified music therapist. And that is what I'm in grad school now. I'm getting my master's degree in music therapy.
So that's cool.
Yes.
So what are you going to do when you get it?
So after I graduate, I have a little bit of time to study for the board certification exam, which, yes, that is real. We have to take a board certified exam. And once I pass, I will be able to have the credentials of MTBC, which means Music Therapist Board Certified, along with my name, which will be very, very exciting. And then I can start working from there.
Oh, okay. So what do you have to do to get a music therapy, like, master's degree?
Okay, so with your master's degree, you either... There are actually several options that you can do, one of which you could receive your bachelor's in music therapy, which I did not do. I took a music therapy equivalent bachelor's degree, and once I accomplished that, then I applied and auditioned for four different schools. Well, technically I auditioned for two, but I applied for four. I got into my dream master's program, which was an incredible feeling.
I remember when you told me about that. I was like, hey.
Yeah, I remembered auditioning on a Friday and getting the results that next Monday. So it was very quick to know whether I was going to be going to grad school or not.
They were like, you're either really bad or really good.
Yeah, no. It was just a shock to me that I found out so quickly. And once I found out, I told my best friend who...
Clearly me.
Here's the thing. I found out in the middle of work. I was working at a after-school program at the time. And I told my best friend who was working at the same job I was. And I was like, I got into grad school, and I literally hugged everyone, and I called my mom because at that time she was sick and she had to stay home. I was like, Mom, I got into grad school. And then at the time my dad heard because we were living in an apartment and his office is right in the living room. So he heard while my mom was on the phone with me, and it was just an incredible feeling to know that I was accepted somewhere that I did not know that I was going to get into. I never knew. And then I also auditioned at another institution where I auditioned prior. In fact, that master's audition was my third time auditioning.
Ooh.
So
that was like the last one that you could do.
Right? Like third time's the charm with this school. I auditioned in my senior year of high school, did not get in. I applied as a transfer, did not get in. And then I applied for my master's program and I still didn't get in. So three strikes, you're out. and then I auditioned, no, I applied to two other schools, but I actually didn't finish the application for one school because I thought that is way too expensive to be going to a master's program. And plus, it's in the city, so that's it. That makes it even more of a expense. So I was like, I'm not going to finish the application. I'm down to three schools.
I wonder what the city's going to do now. Now that all their like revenue is gone and they have no way of like pushing, you know, money into like you know how people were there for the job that you got. That's why it could be so expensive. But now, not so much. So what are you going to do now?
Right. A lot of people since the beginning of the panorama.
Panorama? You're calling a pandemic a panorama? Well, how dare you?
Well, it's not.
How dare you?
The beginning of the pandemic. How's that? So the beginning of the pandemic, a lot of New York City folk have been moving up north since it is a lot cheaper than the city. Yeah. I know, for example, my uncle, he used to live in a brownstone apartment in Harlem, and he recently sold it, and now is going to be living up in Putnam County. For God knows when, because he has a lake house up there and it's gorgeous. I've been up there, and he's going to be there for the indefinite future. But yeah, everything's just getting really expensive and it's really annoying.
Yeah. Adulting.
That's true. I mean, a lot of music therapy things behind the scenes have been adulting.
Oh, yeah, right. So like, do you have to do internships and stuff?
I do. I actually am set to have an interview with a possible internship site this upcoming Monday, so I'm very excited.
So is there like a lot of internship opportunities in this field or not really?
In this field, there are plenty of internship opportunities. It's just, what are the words I'm looking for? So with internship opportunities.
Or not in the area.
Well, there are internship places within the area that I'm in right now, but there are internship places where I have to travel, and that's an expense, but that's on me. Don't worry.
And now I'm worried.
So with this internship, I am set to travel to Kingston.
Kingston?
Kingston. And it's at a hospital up there, and hopefully everything goes well, and I can, you know, move up to New Paltz, where I'm actually in grad school, and only travel a half an hour rather than an hour and a half to Kingston.
You want to promote this hospital so you can get in
more? I'm okay. I'd much rather do the interview and whether... And have them decide whether I'm a good fit for the internship or not. So I'm not sure they keep that private. Thanks.
Well, this hospital won't hear that you just said that, right?
Sorry?
I'm kidding. I'm fucking around. So I want to go back to something that's super, super, super important.
Okay.
To this conversation. You didn't say who your best friend was before. How dare you?
Here's the thing. I actually do have a list of best friends. And it's...
I better be number one.
Oh my God, you are. Good. It's actually funny because I have different best friends in different scenarios. So I have, like, my best friends from Westchester Community College. That's where I went to community college. I have my best friends from high school. I have my best friends from...
College.
From college, from grad school. So, like, I have my best friends. So, like... And I have just, like, different lists of, like, who is, like...
What number am I?
You're number one, always.
Oh, good. 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 I'm glad I'm number one. It better not have been anyone else.
Oh, gosh, no.
Wait, which list? Is this the overall list, or is this just like, a list?
I mean... You're catching me there.
Suspicious, Gabby. So sus.
You're...
It's a bit sus. You seem so stressed out right now.
No. I'm perfectly A-okay. It's just a little warm.
I'm just basing it on your feet because you're like... She's like tucking up her legs behind the chair.
Oh, that's always a habit thing I've done. It's a habit thing.
Isn't it like an anxiety thing though?
No.
I thought it was an anxiety thing.
No, it's a habit thing.
Ah. Okay. So what else is going on? I was about to say military project, but it's a music project.
Music therapy. So
yes.
I actually have an announcement on the podcast. I actually was on another podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was released today. It's called the Music Therapy Chronicles, and that's where I talk about...
No, we don't advertise here. How dare you? They have to pay us first.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll get me, like, I don't know, promotion or something.
It is called the Music Therapy Chronicles, and I talk about intersectionality advocacy within the music therapy world based on the perspective of a student, which is myself, because I am not a licensed professional yet.
Also, you made your own book?
I have not made a book yet.
She's
I wish.
Yet.
Yes. Yet.
We should expect that soon, yes?
If I were to do my PhD program, then yes, but I doubt I'm going to be doing a PhD program. That is way too much time and way too much money that I am wasting. Well, it's not a waste, but...
Why not start your book now so that you can sell for thousands when it comes out, when you're finished with your master's program?
Maybe. Maybe I'll start a podcast of my own. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll compete with each other. God.
We'll see what the future holds. Right now, I'm just living in the moment as a music therapy student, soon to be intern. Hopefully, we'll get that that title soon. I am planning to just work through the summer as a music teacher and a graduate student and... you know, hang out with family and hang out with friends like Ryan is. And yeah, I'm living the moment.
Oh yeah, I'm the last one you say.
Well,
last thing you say. How could you?
Ryan!
I'm never gonna stop. This is why you love me though.
Yes, we're buddies. We're best buddies.
We're best friends-o. We're besto friends-o, God.
Besto friends-o, yes. Love that. The best of a friendzo.
Yes.
The best of a friendzo.
Yes. Best of friendzo. Okay, so, oh my God, my legs are killing me. The gym is awful.
I can attest to that. I've done leg day at the gym before, and it is horrendous.
Have you been to the gym?
I haven't been since last week, but I have been recently, and it is horrendous.
I've been all in. All in. I've been going to... So I started, the diet 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't go to the gym because life got in the way.
Well...
And then Monday and Sunday... Well, Sunday I started the harsh diet. Like, no sugar, no nothing, no, any fun stuff.
I mean, I've been in this realm before... where I can't eat sugar and I can't eat, you know, high carb stuff. But yeah, I totally agree with you that, I mean, I've been told this by my therapist and a dietitian and by everyone else that I've seen and heard of, moderation is key. Like if you can have the sugar, but it's just not every single day. And you can have the slice of pizza, just not every single day.
What if you want to be ripped though? See, you gotta think about that one, right?
No.
Right?
No, my point stands as moderation is key.
Wait, so I can have an entire pack of Sour Patch Kids
if you really want
at the same time.
If you really wanted to, but yeah. Yeah, you can offer yourself the treat of Sour Patch Kids or a very small slice of cake.
Sour Patch Kids, please promote me. please send me stuff.
If they can create a keto style kosher Sour Patch Kids, that'd be awesome.
Will.
Yeah, no.
They never will. You know they have ice cream now.
Yeah, I heard.
Sour Patch Kids.
I heard. I saw it. I'm just like, huh? I was very, very perplexed to that marketing scheme. The marketing of Sour Patch. I just, huh?
Genius.
I mean,
genius. Into that untapped ice cream market.
I mean, I don't eat that kind of stuff anyways because, like I said, I keep keto because I'm diabetic.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
That's okay. A lot of people forget that I'm diabetic, and I always have to, keep saying, hey, I'm diabetic, I can't eat this. Or, hey, I can't have this much sugar because I'm diabetic. But for anyone who is not diabetic, and for anyone who loves Sour Patch Kids, as my best friend is here.
I haven't had sugar in the last 2 weeks. Don't even.
Like I said, moderation. Moderation.
No moderation. I will go full throttle, and I will be shredded. I have bought creatine. I don't care.
There. Okay. Go for it.
Do you know what creatine is?
It's like a protein powder thing.
Yes and no. So like,
well, it's a pre-workout. Yes,
yes and
no.
Yes and no. So it's like it like promotes water to go into your protein.
Yeah.
So like it makes your muscles like bigger.
Ramped.
Really? Yeah. Like faster.
Ramped.
Faster. So like, but the problem with it is that you gain weight super fast.
Yeah.
But that's creatine.
Yeah.
Powder. I don't think. Like, you could buy, like, protein pills and be okay, or, like, a protein powder and be, like, moderately okay.
I mean, you could also eat a lot more protein, like chicken and turkey and lean, like, very lean stuff. Like, you could tell, like, besides music therapy, I'm also into fitness also because I have looked like this, and for those who are listening...
Girl, you're beautiful.
For those who are listening...
Clean.
For those who are listening at home, I am, like, a little bit of overweight, give or take. But, like, I've always been this way ever since I was born, basically. I was the chunky kid. I was...
You're majestic.
Thank you. I often would hate going to gym class. I hated just, like...
You didn't like going to gym class?
I was more...
PE was the best.
Well, here's the thing. We have different opinions, and you
okay,
have...
Okay, what did you hate about it?
Oh, my God. I just hated everything. I hated to change in and out of clothes.
Oh, you hear me? I didn't do that.
Well...
I didn't do that. I just went into the locker room, came right out wearing the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
but with me as a female, I... had to change out because, like, I could not wear jeans to the gym. No, there was no way.
Why? I did.
Did I want a bad grade because I was not dressed properly?
Properly? I got an A. So, I don't know. Or, like, a B. But at the time...
Okay. But with me, just fitness and getting fit was the bane of my existence back in... elementary school, middle school, high school. Now that I'm a lot older and knowing my consequence of being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and the lack of working out may have caused my diabetes, I'm just like, oh snap. So I started working out a lot more, especially when I was living up at New Paltz. I even before like the school shut down for 2 weeks because of COVID. I was working out like 3 times a week. I was keeping like a routine schedule and it was great and all. But once COVID hit, everything went out the window and it just ruined everything.
No, you weren't still at St. Thomas during the pandemic.
No.
The college. You weren't there.
No.
I actually went to the gym every single day during the pandemic at St. Thomas. Well, not during the pandemic, but like I was tested, I was good, and then they let me in, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I went every day. I was addicted.
Hey, good for you.
I'm starting to go every day now.
Uh-huh.
But I did it 3 times a week, which isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's enough. But, well, because I'm addicted to it.
I mean, if you're addicted, I mean, let's think about it. Really, rationally, like, if you want to really get quote-unquote ripped...
swole, excuse me.
Swole. That's what the young children are saying.
The young children? You sound like you're, like, 85.
I'm 25!
I know.
Oh, my goodness. But in all seriousness, I saw, funny enough, I think it was a TikTok where... You really don't necessarily need cardio in order to gain muscle.
Oh, no, that's, so you're right, you're completely right. You don't need to, cardio, like, you can actually,
I'm always right.
Yeah, okay, hear this, ladies, 99.9% of the time you're right. That 1%, we are right, okay?
Okay, that's only 1%.
I don't care. It's that 1% that matters. That's how it works.
That is true. Okay, so back to what you said. Yes, I am right. About...
All right. I'll stop.
Yeah, it's all about, like, the weights and all about, like, how you're going to be using the weights and to target what part of your body that you're going to be doing. It's not all necessarily, like, cardio and running and treadmill.
Legs matter.
I mean, legs do matter, but, like, everything else also matters. Like, your arms and your shoulders and your back and your tuchus, which is, I don't know. But... Yeah, your butt, your calves, your quads, it's all part of one system. So in order to have the system be one piece, you got to work on specific parts.
What's your diet like? I'm curious.
Oh, I'm so bad with my diet. but I normally stick to low carb and low sugar because I'm diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to stay low with sugar, carbs, stay high on protein. Fat, I should be watching because, you know, look at me.
You look great.
But all in all, it's just I keep a well-rounded diet besides, like, the low carb and low sugar kind of situation. But all in all, I keep an all-around good diet. I eat... You know, red meat on occasion. I eat my vegetables. I eat my fruit. I drink my dairy. I eat dairy too. So everything is peachy keen.
I'm kind of like the opposite.
Yeah, no.
So
it's all different with different people.
No, well, here's what I do. So my morning starts at 6 a.m. That's when everything starts. And then I go and I make, well, starting this summer, I'm going to make way more eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I have 3 to 4 eggs every morning.
I
make it myself and then clean the dishes. And
yeah.
Stuff. And
with me, I make about 2 because that's all I can really stomach.
I'm going to up it to 6 this summer. I have to, though. I can't get started with, you know, other things until I get more protein in me.
Right. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah. So... That's how my day starts, and then I go to this deli, wonderful deli. I do not mind at all to promote them here because they are amazing at what they do, the Sundance Deli. So, I gotta get rid of my location. Okay, I gotta get rid of that part. But, okay, so I go there at like 7:30, I'm there at 7:30, and I get my lunch I try to do it as often as I can. So I get a steak burrito.
Ooh, that sounds yummy.
With guacamole, rice. It's like orange rice. It's kind of weird. I think it's
seasoned.
Yeah, it's seasoned.
It's seasoned. That's why it's orange.
Yes, black beans. Ooh. And the steak.
Ooh, yum.
And I think like they put peppers in it and peas too. So it's like a whole shebang, right?
Shebang.
Shebang. That's my thing, shebang. So I eat that at like 11 o'clock about, and then I come home from work, and then as you can see, I cannot drink something with flavor. So I get sparkling ice black raspberry stuff, which has aspartame in it, but you do what you have to do. So,
right. I mean, all in all, we also have to keep hydrated. I have my water bottle in the car, but I try to stay hydrated as well. With my routine sort of situation, I wake up at an unnoticeable hour. Not unnoticeable,
what,
but like...
What hour do you wake up?
I want to wake up at 6 a.m. myself too, but my body does not want to get out of bed at 6 a.m.
Okay, here's what you gotta do.
I have to put my... it's on me that I know... I'm on my phone until like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And this is what I need to do. I need to grab my phone and not even have it next to me. I need it like across the way. But that's on me. So I wake up. I go downstairs. I check my blood sugar. I'm like, oh. And that blood sugar kind of tells me, hey, you can eat this, but if it's too high, you really shouldn't be eating that kind of breakfast. So that kind of that mindset is like, hey, I can have, you know, like a bagel this morning, or oh, I shouldn't be having the bagel because my blood sugar is too high. Why don't I have some eggs, because eggs are pretty low carb. So I do that, take my medicines, all the fun jazzy things. And then around like 11 or noon, I have lunch, which varies because sometimes I'm hungry, sometimes I'm not. And I'm more of a snacker during lunch rather than just like having a sit down full meal. And then for dinner, obviously dinner, it's mostly my mom that makes it Sunday and we'll have it like during the week, or it will be a one day and it'll be my mom who makes it, or my sister who will make it, or me who I will make it. It'll be really cool though. But yeah, that's routine of the diet.
For me, it's either whatever my mom makes at night,
mm-hmm.
or whatever I make at night,
mm-hmm.
Depending if she's like cooking or not. And then like after that, I actually order something after that, or I try to eat something after that,
mm-hmm.
After I eat dinner, because I am going to eat something as a snack at night, 1,000%. So I need to fill up super hard. I need to fill up at night. It's a thing.
Yeah.
So what's your like workout, right? Like,
I'm trying to go twice or thrice a week to the gym, and mostly I'll do cardio, but that's right now in my brain not working out for me. No pun intended, because of working out. So I'm thinking about like doing more muscle stuff, but I still need to figure out what I need to do in terms of those kinds of plans. So I'm trying to find inspiration online through Pinterest and all the fun stuff. So yeah, I'm trying to figure out different muscle workout plans.
I'm not inspiration for you.
Wow. Well, like one day.
Listen, I get it. I'm working on it.
No, it's also the scheduling on my end as well, because I am one busy human being. Especially during the summer when I am working 3 days a week. Well, technically 4 days a week. And I'm in therapy every other week. And then, like, I have Sundays with my mom and my sister and my dad, just family time. And then Wednesdays are just, like, my free day just to do whatever I want.
What about workout for Wednesday?
That's true. Workout Wednesday! Alliteration, kids. I love it.
Oh, my God.
I love alliteration.
Oh, we just got our thumbnail, but maybe, I don't know, we'll think about it.
Workout Wednesday and Music Therapy Monday.
Yeah.
That's gold.
Divide the two. I won't do that. I'm not going to do that. But here, I actually have it in front of me, like what I do.
Okay.
What I'm doing. So, Monday, I did chest. It was chest day, right?
Nice.
So, it was a bunch of flat BB, flat barbell stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of flat barbell. I did flat barbell bench press, but I didn't actually do that because I didn't want to break my back. And
right.
I needed a spotter, which wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and then since no one was there for that, I did incline dumbbell press, then dumbbell chest flies, seated dumbbell shoulder press, dumbbell lateral raises, dumbbell skull crushers. I love skull crushers so much. So much. Ridiculously much. Tricep rope pushdowns and dips. I couldn't find dips in the gym, so I left the gym and then went to a staircase and was like, yep, this is it. This is where I'm doing my dips until I fail.
There you go. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, you have stairs right here, so you could do dips right here.
Yes.
You could.
Kind of. It needs to have
kind of, sort of, not really.
Yeah, because you need like a little room. It doesn't happen that much.
So actually, rolling back to music therapy, what kind of music are you listening to at the gym, if you are listening to any?
Okay, I gotta tell you something about people who don't listen to music at the gym. They are nut jobs. they're nuts. They have to be if you're not listening to music at the gym. It means one or two things. You're nuts, crazy, or it means that you have a goal so important that music won't even matter.
I mean, that is fair.
So the type of music I'm listening to at the gym, it varies. Sometimes it's like hard orchestra.
Ooh.
Or it's like pop rock.
Okay.
Or today I went with a different thing. It's just Spotify suggestion it says Beast workout stuff.
Ooh.
And that's what I listened to, and I was like, hey, this isn't too bad. And then it got bad, and I was like, in the middle of my set, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Right now. Like, don't you hate when that happens? When
yeah.
the music and an ad comes on during, like...
Well, I don't have that.
Oh, you have iTunes and stuff?
I have Spotify Premium.
You pay for Spotify. Oh,
it's student discount, so I'm only paying, like, $5 a month.
Doesn't matter. It's an expense.
But still, I'm... Even when I leave SUNY New Paltz and I graduate, I... We'll be using Spotify because it's not just live music that I'm going to be doing. It's also pre-recorded music that I could use with the client. So Spotify works. Spotify. And I can use it as a tax deduction here in New York. So that could be because it's work expense.
Until Biden's new IRS plan.
Oh, I'm not even going to get into that because that's all my dad doing. I don't want to be talking to my dad about that.
the IRS write-offs?
I mean, my dad, for those who don't know, my dad's an accountant, and he talks to the IRS a million times a year. So I know a lot about the IRS, and the American IRS is just like...
Wait. This is important.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny because back in the past, my dad has gotten scammers to, you know, give them money from... It's like, hey, this is the IRS. You owe us money. Can give it to me. And my dad's like, listen, I'm an accountant, and I'm going to report you to the, you know, the feds. I don't know. I'm just lightly using the stuff here. But long story short, they hung up because my dad knew what to do when the scammers called him, and it was pure gold. And I...
You gotta be... That's amazing.
It takes a lot of chutzpah to be an accountant, especially when, like, it's, like, government stuff. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of chutzpah.
Who does he work for, the IRS?
No, he works for himself, but he is often calling the IRS about, you know, different clients owing the IRS or the government money.
Is your dad a tax collector?
My dad is not only he is a certified public accountant, a CPA, but he's also a certified tax resolution specialist.
So he's a tax collector?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just curious.
No.
All right. I'm going to try to get away from the IRS. Not get away from the IRS, but like get away from this topic. Because
yeah,
I don't want to get into taxes and
stuff. I don't either because I hear about that from my dad almost on a daily basis.
What, not to talk about taxes?
No, about taxes. And just to be an adult and pay them, I'm just like, I don't make enough money to pay taxes, so yay.
I pay some taxes. I mean, I'm an independent.
Right.
Are you an independent?
In terms of how I...
Well, here's the question. Did you get a check from Biden or Trump?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay, so you're dependent then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could have filed as an independent because I am on my own, but I don't make enough money to be an independent.
So like you don't make like more than $10,000.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't make any
well,
more than
$10,000, but you don't make like do you make a like okay. So let's say you have a job. You realize the IRS always takes off that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so.
I knew that.
There you go. You are paying to the IRS.
I mean.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah, but.
Not really.
Exactly.
Even
like,
though they're taking off, like,
I know,
so much.
I know for my paychecks, like, Social Security is being taken off, and I think disability is also being taken off, but Yeah. Those are the only things in terms of taxes that I know of that are being taken off. I still need to get my pay stubs from work, and that is what I'll talk to my boss about. Thank you for reminding me, though, Ryan. That's actually a good thing. Oh my god, what are you... What are you doing?
I got bored with the bottle, so I put it in my mouth.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. Okay. So...
I know that this is your podcast, but like I want to know also like what other music are you listening to on like a day to day basis?
Are you genuinely interested or are you just like curious?
Yeah, I'm actually genuinely interested because we are talking about music and music therapy, and I want to get a sense of who you are as an individual.
You think you're gonna get to know me by guessing what my music taste is?
I mean. I want to get to know more about you.
Sus. Okay.
It's not sus.
No, I'm kidding. So, I listen to, the same things. Orchestra music. Okay, so I listen to orchestra music in the morning. Calm orchestra music. I listen to calm orchestra music in the morning. And I call it beautiful orchestra music.
Well, you gotta have a name for it.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. A bunch of calming stuff in the morning that's kind of hard, but not really. But it's hard and calm.
Calming okay. Me. Beautiful Orchestra. Love the name.
Beautiful Orchestra. Oh my god, it was so good.
It's also kind of funny. It's also kind of funny because I have a curated playlist for calming music, studying music, and I put it as the two studying emojis, and that's the name of it.
What's funny is I never listen to metal music, even though I made a metal playlist.
Oh my gosh.
But I never used it, ever.
And for this playlist, it's mostly what's called lo-fi music, and it's kind of very bassy, and it's melodies based on off of the kalimba and the piano, and it's very calming, very soothing, and it can get me right to work as soon as I press play. It's so good. Beast mode.
Yeah, that's what I was listening to. That was the last thing I listened to, and I didn't even notice.
Oh my gosh,
that's fun.
But yeah, I do have a playlist for the car, which I often listen to even when I'm not in the car. I also have a playlist for specific events. For the holidays, or if I want to listen to just musicals, I have a playlist for just musicals. Yeah.
So my favorite, not my favorite, but the first time I heard somewhat orchestra music and opera music was my mother told me the Viking music.
Ah.
And the sailor music. Mm. Wellerman, right? Mm. I think that's the name of it. I was like, I love this. So when I'm at the gym,
yeah,
and I row, right, with the machine, that's what I listen to.
Does it actually make you feel like a sailor?
A little bit.
Ooh, I love that.
Well, a Viking.
Oh, a Viking. That's even better because it makes you feel like that you're strong and you're rowing the boat.
I'm not there yet.
Imagine yourself there.
Ah, if only. I will be a skinny man forever.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Goodness. Hackin' black. I just love the cover art for Beast Mode.
Yeah.
Is this dude on steroids or something.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, with my playlist cover for my calm playlist.
For your calm playlist?
It's of a MacBook computer with some pencils in a cup. And headphones and a letterboard that says, "We've got this," or "No, you've got this." It says, "You've got this," with a pink rug in the background. If you want to follow me on Spotify, go right ahead. I am at Gabrielle DeVita Freeman.
Oh, I see. You're promoting yourself.
Well, you've left.
I leave for 5 seconds to close the door to keep noise out. And you're let me promote myself on another person's podcast.
Hey, listen.
She's like, listen, this is important to me.
It is very important because music is important in my life. Yes. But, yeah.
But, yeah, I shameless promotion. Shameless promotion. I've been messing up my words so much lately.
That's okay. I've always been messing up my words ever since I was 2 years old, so you're fine.
But you were 2 years old.
And I grew up in speech therapy. Like 10 grueling and long years of speech therapy.
Surprisingly, I didn't. Somehow, in some way.
I mean, it probably is because you're tired and you're just slurring your words because...
I slur my words at work. She's like, you dumb man. You're dumb.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm absolutely not saying that. I'm just saying...
She's like, you said it for me. There you go.
I mean, you also have a medical condition too, right?
No, it doesn't like affect me anymore.
Oh, well, it used to.
Yes. It used to. Doesn't
affect me anymore. But that could be one of the side effects of your medical condition.
I guess so.
You guess so?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a side effect. I believe it. I got two side effects from it. I guess that's one of them. The other is a complete fear of driving.
Oh my gosh.
Well, yeah. Imagine you have seizures for most of your life.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, you're driving, and my initial fear is just, like, I'm going to 1,000% crash.
Right.
If I have a seizure right here and now.
Well, I've never experienced having a seizure, and knock on wood that I don't, but...
Okay, believe it or not, everybody will have at least one seizure in their life, and they won't even know it.
Let's hope that I don't.
Well, an absent seizure, so, like, you'll just, like, not even notice. Mm. So, like, you'll, like, be like, huh, what happened in the last 5 seconds? I don't know. And then, like, you move on with your life. Mm-hmm. But it only happens, like, once, so if it happened twice, so it'd be weird if it happened twice.
Right. Like, it would be more of like a concern. But yeah, like, let's hope that I don't. Yeah, no, I let's hope for in the near future that I don't have seizures.
No, I doubt you'll have seizures. It usually happens when you're like an adolescent and stuff.
Oh, then I'm totally past the threshold, so I'm...
And like 20 to 25, so...
Oh, I'm at the top of that threshold.
So yeah.
So yes.
As long as you get through this year, you'll be good.
Woohoo!
You'll be golden.
And then I'll pay for my own health insurance. Yay!
Oh, health insurance. Imagine living in the U.S. when you can go and be in the U.K. for like and get insulin for $5.
Oh my god, imagine that. That would be a dream.
But...
Alas, we live here. Poor York, we live here.
Yes. I'm wondering, though, how New York is still like. Do you believe that New York will ever be the same now? Like, now that the pandemic is over?
It's slowly becoming to a close.
Yeah, because New York was, before the pandemic, as everyone should know, the city that never sleeps until it did.
Right.
Right? And then... Like, now, everyone's kind of realizing, this is kind of expensive. Why are we here? This is way too expensive. Why should we work here anymore if no one's working here anymore? We could just go somewhere else and, like,
and
pay
then work,
less.
Yeah, work remotely.
Because it's going to go back up, and everybody's going to think the same thing, and then it's going to go down.
Right.
Even more. I hope, anyway.
I mean...
New York is ridiculous with their prices.
Right.
Like, especially upstate. No, not especially upstate. Upstate is, like, okay, but it's, like, it's still expensive.
Yeah.
Imagine,
taxes are ridiculous here.
Yes, imagine living in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
It's so expensive, but kind of nice.
Yeah. I know for a fact that the highest paying taxes by county is within California and New York.
Yes.
Yep. And especially in our area, which I'm not going to disclose where, but we have, like, one of the highest paying taxed counties in the U.S., period.
Yeah, so it goes California, New York, and then the lowest, I believe, that are, like, In terms of property taxes, anyway, I know property taxes cold is the lowest. Property taxes are Texas and I believe New Hampshire. And I would that's probably, it.
Yeah, I would also think that Vermont would also have low property taxes
okay,
as well.
Okay, so the reason Texas and New Hampshire are the lowest is because they have zero property taxes.
That's valid. That but is valid.
They have zero property taxes. It's amazing.
Yeah, I also know that Hawaii is very expensive there too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because everything has to be imported from the U.S. to there.
Well, that makes sense. You know,
so I would say like California, New York, Hawaii has like high property, like the highest in the U.S. And then say like Texas and New Hampshire has lower. So
I think Vermont. I wonder how Ohio is. I don't know what Ohio is.
Ohio. I don't
or
know.
Wisconsin.
Either.
Like or like the Washington State.
The Washington State all the way out in the West.
Yes.
It's kind of funny because
I know Nevada is like pretty high though.
Yeah, because right? Obviously Las Vegas is right bringing in the moolala.
Okay, so what else is going on?
I'm just balling.
You're just here. I'm just vibing.
I'm just
girl.
Vibing, talking with my best friend Ryan.
Thank you. God.
Oh my goodness.
Dog.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I love dogs in the background. It's amazing. I love my dog so much.
We love a good Harley moment.
Ah, yes. Have you ever, did you have to fingerprint to like, for anything?
The only time I had to fingerprint was to work at my after school program, but other than that, no. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to do some fingerprinting in the future.
Mm-hmm.
If and when I have to work with kids.
So I've done it.
Yeah.
Already. At like the Identigo place.
Yep. White Plains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they change it to print scan.
Ugh.
I don't like the name.
Ugh, I don't like
Identigo
either.
Is so much like.
Like identity.
Like Identigo, right?
Right.
It's so but then much like better. It slips off the tongue.
Like print and scan, that's more of like Staples
no,
or something.
No, it's just. Print scan.
Oh, print scan. That's like Staples. Like, I'd much rather...
yes.
I'd much rather, like, go fingerprint at Staples than go to print scan.
Mm-hmm. I would rather go to Identigo. So now that the only one that we can go to is in, like, Mount Kisco and Orange County and other places like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, New York City, I guess. Actually, yeah, there is one in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So, I actually had... So, believe it or not, I had to complete, like, a workshop when I was younger. Because I was trying to get a job at the time for security. So, mm-hmm. technically, I have a security license.
Ooh, whoa. Watch out, feds. We got a security
but
person on hand.
Unfortunately,
it expires.
Yeah, expires. Expires. So expired, and I don't plan on taking that 8-hour course ever again.
Yeah.
It was so boring, and I was like so naive that I thought like, oh yeah, I don't just have to sit through this. I have to write this down and remember everything. And so my dummy self wrote down for 8 hours all this nonsense information, and then I talked to the person next to me, and they're like, you don't have to know all this stuff. You know that, right? And I'm like, yeah, but it's good to know. And I'm like, such a naive kid at the time.
And it's also going back to the conversation at the top of the show. With music therapy, the certification only lasts 5 years.
So you have to do all this all
over. Well, no, not necessarily. With music therapy, you have CMTE credits, which are continuing music therapy education credits, and you'd have to fulfill 100 hours of these credits in order to get your certificate recertified.
Okay, how long would that take?
I don't know, to be honest. I haven't taken the board certification exam, and I'm not a licensed...
Would you have to get right back on it the second you, like, get accepted? That's my question.
Well, I know for from what information I've gathered in my exam test prep course is that you get like a little slip saying that you passed and you can start, you know, going to music therapy right away, but I won't get my actual certificate right then and there. It had to be mailed to me from the CBMT testing people.
Ah, okay. So that's pretty cool though.
Yeah. So once I have my certificate, I can, you know, display it loud and proud saying that I'm an actual music therapist, and I can actually practice in the state of New York as a board certified music therapist and a, if I wanted to, a licensed creative arts therapist or an LCAT.
Yes.
But that's also another expense that I don't know if I have, like starting out as a music therapist, it'll be very hard to find a job. I mean, in my experience and with the job market now, it's going to be very difficult to.
Yeah. So difficult nowadays.
Yeah, but hopefully I will find a job as soon as like I'm done with, you know, studying and taking the exam. Hopefully I pass the first time. And I actually do have a goal in mind. I want to get at least 130 questions out of the possible 150 questions correct. Because with the exam, you are given 150
more doggos.
Yeah, I know.
More doggos in the background.
I know. With the 150 questions, only 130 are counted. Mm-hmm. Because 20 of them are kind of pre-test questions to see how many people can get this answer right before they actually put it on another exam. So with me, I want to get that 130 out of 130. Will I get it? Probably not, but the passing threshold is a 95. So if I even get like a 96 and then that curve bumps me up a little bit, I am golden.
What if you get a 95?
I mean, there's also a curve too, so that'll bump me up too.
What if you get a 90?
Again, the curve will bump me up.
What if you get an 85?
Then I'm screwed.
What if you get an 89?
I mean, it all depends on, like, how big the curve is. If the curve is, say, like, 4 points, and if I get a 91, then I'm already at the threshold of passing, so I would be set.
What about 89, though?
89, so if that would be a 90, so you said an 80 what? 89, so 4 plus that, 9, 10, 94. 90, 94, so no, I wouldn't pass.
Wow, imagine that.
Not passing and having to shell out 200 more money than I actually have to. Because with the testing...
Why is it so high, though?
I don't know. Tests are expensive.
Is it like an easy test? Is that why
it's all multiple choice? It's all multiple choice.
So at least there's that, but...
From what I've gathered from a few classmates who have taken the board certification exam, it gets harder. But, I mean, there are questions that are like, yeah, we know the answer. It's going to be D. But, like, there are questions where you have to really think and really, like, use all of your brain power for it.
How much time do you have to take the test?
It's actually funny because there is 3 hours, but I get accommodations. So, I would get time and a half, so it would give me... another hour and a half, so that would be a good 4.5 hours for me. So I'm really lucky that I get the testing accommodations because of like the speech thing, and it affects my reading.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal, isn't it though?
Yeah, absolutely. So
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Not as important as the music therapy, probably, but I'm going to probably ask everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So are you a geek?
I mean, I can identify as a geek.
What are you geek about?
Well, right now I'm geeking about music. I love music.
Right.
It's a very, very huge passion of mine. I'm also geeking about, you know, a lot of things.
Okay.
Music... technology. I also like video games sometimes when I'm not totally busy. I like to play video games. I like to watch YouTube videos.
Okay. Pokemon?
I used to play Pokemon Go, but now that I don't really anymore, because I am, again, far too busy because I am a graduate student and I work part-time.
What do you do part-time
again? I'm a music teacher.
Right. That's what I figured. I was like, was it music therapy? Like, I was confused at the beginning of this. I was like,
no.
I thought you were already a music therapist. I wish
I had my credentials now, but I have one more full year of school left, and then I will be studying throughout the summer, and then hopefully by September, October, I will be ready to sit my butt down for the exam and be honestly ready to pass, because I am ready to get my career started.
Are you like done with all the stuff?
I am
with
done.
All the classes?
I'm done with teaching myself online.
No, I meant, are you like done?
With school.
Pretty close.
It's a 50-50 toss up, because there are some days where I'm like, I love school. I love being with my classmates. I love learning. But there are also aspects of school where I'm like, I hate homework. I hate writing papers. I hate staying up late for studying for exams. Like, it stinks.
What's the worst essay you've ever written? Like, what's the, okay, not
basically
not the worst.
Every essay.
No, not the worst, okay? What's the longest essay you've ever written?
I would have to say for my senior thesis back at Lehman, where I went for my undergraduate, I've written longer than that. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to have my dissertation be the longest paper I've ever written.
How long is it?
I don't know. I'm actually going to be...
Okay, estimate.
Estimate between 20 and 30 pages.
Wow. That's pretty similar to what I had to do for my senior thing. It was like, I did like 27 pages of work.
Yeah.
Or something around that area.
Yeah. With me, though, it's going to be a dissertation. Not a dissertation. A defense, so to speak. And I'm going to be creating a program proposal. And I'm going to be creating a continuing music therapy education course based on music therapy and for people who have type 2 diabetes. So it all works out that I have type 2 diabetes that I can put in my personal experience and kind of make the experience more of what I treasure, because in the past when I've done projects, especially with my senior project, I did music therapy and how it affects college athletes based on traumatic brain injury and concussions. And I didn't feel as though I was putting my whole heart and my whole genuine self into it, because I've never played a sport. I'd never played soccer. I never played field hockey. I never played lacrosse.
Tennis?
No, not even tennis.
Swimming?
No.
Have you ever swam?
I have swam.
There you go. You're a true athlete. Look at you.
No.
Have you bike rode?
I don't know how to even ride a two-wheeler.
You don't know how to... Why does most girls that I talk to don't know how to ride a bike? What is going on?
I mean,
you are not the first, like, adult to tell me, oh, yeah, I don't know how to ride a bike. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I plead the fifth. I don't know how to ride a two-wheeler bike.
Not to make you feel bad about it. I just think it's like, why are there so many grown-ups that don't know how to ride a bike? It's strange.
But back when I was a kid, I used to do karate, but...
Same.
But I don't do it all that much anymore.
Who were you trained by?
It was through my mom's community center, her workplace.
Who were they?
I believe it was Sanshin Dojo, and the sensei that I had was Sensei Gianni Del Luca, I think.
Do we have the same sensei?
I don't know, do we?
Sensei G? That's what we called her.
Well, it was a him. Sensei Gianni.
Oh, okay. Well,
big Italian dude.
Well, it was like, there were two, so we called them both Sensei G.
Uh-huh.
But like, it was like, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So like, it could have been a him. I don't remember.
Yeah, no, with...
But we just called them Sensei G. We never use their names.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I used his name.
Oh.
I used Sensei Gianni, Sensei Joe. Everyone else did, yeah.
Everyone else said Sensei G and stuff?
No, they said their names.
Oh, okay. Then they're completely different ones.
Yeah, it's completely different, but it still, Sensei Gianni begins with a G, Sensei G.
Yeah. I was trained by, like, this army dude.
Yeah.
He was, like, this old guy, but he was army style type guy who, like, fought in the Vietnam War and stuff.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, bet, awesome, at the time.
It's also kind of funny because my sister and I were in the same karate class, and that was the safe place where I can beat the heck out of her. And my sensei,
nice. Okay.
and my sensei knew, oh, you're trouble, and you want to beat up your sister. We gotta eyes on her.
We gotta separate these two.
Especially when we did sparring. Oh my god, I would beat the living life out of my sister. Especially,
I have to get rid of this now. I can't talk about this on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't talk about that on here. So I'll get rid of that. Okay. Great. Moving on. Okay.
Right, and break.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, while we've been talking about this, our friends have been texting us in our group chat and just going, hey, guys, hey, oh yeah, right.
I mean,
oh, you guys are doing the podcast, yeah?
I mean, my phone's on airplane mode, and it's on Do Not Disturb, so I am not getting anything.
So guys, when you listen to this, stop texting us. Stop it.
Yeah, I try to keep
You can do it when we get off.
Exactly. Like, I use my phone as a tool as much as people like to think it's, like, cell phones and iPads and today's technology is a toy, but it's really much a tool.
I have two sides to that, okay?
Two sides, okay.
So, one, I don't believe a kid should have a phone until, like, they're in high school. Until, like, 10th grade.
Okay, that's where I can stop you there, because my dad thought the same way, but I presented him an essay in 6th grade why I deserved a cell phone.
Are you serious?
I got a cell phone that next school year.
That is incredible.
This was back in 6th grade when I presented him that essay, and it was I think it was Hanukkah of my 7th grade year is when I got my first cell phone. And that was the acceptable age that a child could have a cell phone. And I agree with them. Like, they're old enough to know, hey, this is responsibility, but also they're not too young enough to, like, be a juvenile, if you know what I mean.
Well, okay, fine. But iPads and all that?
Oh, no, well, iPads...
No. Unless they need the help, I don't think it's the best idea to give, like, a 7-year-old an iPad. Because it has, like, you know... Listen, when we were kids... Outside, like, we had to be one of the last generations to be just forced outside.
Oh yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, if and when I do have kids, like, I'm only putting a limit on screen time, and I want them to be creative, and I want them to use their brains to, you know, create things and do things with their brain rather than just, like, sitting on their phones or their iPads.
Okay, so my thought process was, go in the neighborhood, have fun.
Explore nature.
Don't get hit by a car.
Yeah, explore.
That's pretty bad. I don't actually mean that. I'm just, like, making a joke. But
yeah, like, no, I would say, like, explore nature, explore the surroundings around you, explore with music, explore with art, explore with nature, explore with science. I mean, yes, computers have led us through... you know, educational purposes, like YouTube is a great source for a lot of educational videos, but there's also videos like cat videos that the children shouldn't be watching. But yes, cat videos can be amazing, but
which not for cat video are you referring to?
Literally anyone.
Are you kidding me? It matters. What do you mean, anyone? It matters. There's the original cat video that, like, you know, sent the entire thing into existence. I mean, come on.
That is true.
The one that talks like a human, that one.
Interesting.
And the dog that does that thing.
That does everything.
That says that thing.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
But yes, I get what you're saying. Of kids shouldn't have cell phones for an extended period of time. But I would say, to argue with you, what if there is an emergency and the kid needs a cell phone?
Yes, that is entirely true. 1,000%. I believe that, but also I'm pretty sure, like, in middle school, I believe it, but also, like, the school can call me if there's an emergency in middle school. If you could call me in high school, because then you know the responsibility of it, and you think it's important for me to know, and you have responsibilities at that point to let me know about certain things. But middle school, you know, like, the school can call me. The school should call me at that point.
Okay, right? So your child is out and about with friends, and all of them don't have cell phones, and pay phones now are being less of a thing rather than... Yeah, like in the 80s and 90s, there were payphones everywhere. And now in 2021, there are seriously no payphones because everyone has cell phones now.
Mm-hmm. They made payphones irrelevant. I believe ATMs are going to be irrelevant in the next 10 years, actually.
I'm pretty sure, too. Oh. I mean, with a lot of online banking, ATMs are... I mean, here's the thing. Like, how are you going to withdraw physical cash then?
Well...
You could go inside the bank, but, like, if you're on the go...
Well, here's the thing. Venmo is taking over. PayPal is taking over.
Zelle.
And then there's also the banks themselves that are also, like, doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's transfer between phones and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's going to be insane. I hate it. I hate it. It's so, like... It leaves you open so much to a cyber attack.
That's true, but it has been very useful for a lot of businesses, especially with COVID, with touchless paying options for...
No, okay, so I mean, like, not like, okay, here, like, and just put it in. I mean, like, you know, like, in-person type stuff that you would, like, swipe over, use your phone to, like, pay for this.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like, you want to Venmo, you want to give someone cash.
Right.
And you both have your phones, and you're like, oh, here, you know. And, like, you're giving it your information to these companies that can use it for whatever. Like, Venmo, I don't trust Venmo as much as I can throw Venmo, but I still got a Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a receipt at, like, the end of every, like, quarter or month, and I had a panic attack so bad. And I was like, yeah, I'm just, like, deleting this.
Yeah, it's your transaction history. And I'm just like, I'm the same way as you are. I delete it because I know my expenses. I'm only receiving, mostly receiving the money rather than exporting the money to other people because I do run my own business.
What's your business?
I mean, I'm a music teacher. Business? I'm a music teacher.
Oh, wait, you're in charge of this entire thing.
Well, I work for a small music school as well.
Are you contracted to them?
Yes.
Okay. But so they're your client, technically.
No. I'm contracted with them, so I'm with them. But I'm also doing my own thing on the side.
I thought you meant like, oh yeah, I run a business.
Oh, no. I mean, technically, yes, but I'm only teaching one student right now. So if anyone wants to learn music...
Hit me up.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So, what's the coolest thing about music therapy to you?
The way how music connects people in many different ways possible, especially when music can relate to many memories. Like, I can remember singing Hilary Duff in my mom's car back when I was in, I don't know, first grade, second grade. And I remember just crying because the music was so beautifully written and was musically produced and composed. And I still have that memory to this date about that song. And I'm being totally serious by it. Like, I was waiting for the bus that morning.
I know.
And
I'm just remembering, like, when I was in elementary school, we were tasked with writing, some music scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in, I had no idea what was going on, so I just put in the most random jank stuff that I knew just randomly, and then the teacher, like, afterwards was like, this is the most beautiful thing I have ever seen in my life.
Oh my
gosh, you're gonna be amazing. And I'm like, dang right I am. See, I know what I'm doing. You thought I didn't. You thought I knew nothing about this class, but guess what I did? I knew everything.
There you go.
I know you think I don't pay attention, Mr. Howard, or whatever his name was.
Right.
Which I clearly was not doing. That's a lie. I totally was. but I can create some gosh darn good music despite not knowing anything about it at, like, 7 years old.
Right. I mean, yeah. With music, it creates the connection to a song, and then how you relate the song to your own life, and how it's used within the therapeutic relationship. The therapeutic relationship meaning the client and the therapist, or the clients, because it could be a group setting, and the therapist. The way that the music can connect people is truly amazing. And I can just remember my connection with music first, because I could sing full songs without even speaking full sentences, and that was me just being a 2-year-old child.
That's cool. I just want to take this moment to announce that we're past our personal record of a podcast limit. Like, our personal record is usually 1 hour, 20 minutes, and we usually go for an hour. We're on an hour and a half right now.
Yeah, we are almost on an hour and a half. So,
nice.
PR.
Awesome.
We are on a PR.
Awesome. We are doing awesome. You want to keep it rolling? Or no, you're like, oh, I'm all out of ideas.
Well, if you want to reach out to me, where can people find me?
I don't know. That's up to you.
Well,
make like a separate email.
That's true. We could do it in the show notes as, like, you can find me at this place on Instagram at Gabby the MT student. You can.
Do you want me to take that out?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, right. Keep
that's
it in.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's
so my, go follow her there.
Yeah, that's my my public music therapy account.
Oh, okay.
I also do have my private, like, my personal account there too, but, like, I put it on there as well. So that way people can be like, hey, she actually has a personal life. Why don't I just, like, I don't know.
Oh, that reminds me. So, selfless promotion. Remember to always follow on our Instagram at the.geekgang. And remember to subscribe for more stupid geek stuff. So thanks for listening. All right, back to the show. Shameless promotion. Absolutely shameless.
There you go.
Completely shameful, but okay. So, music therapy. Do I have any more questions? I don't know. So, like, I'm trying to think of something.
I mean, if you don't really have anything else, then
I'm sure I could think of something. Like, okay, so let's say you were a vegetable. Could music therapy help you?
What?
you said earlier that it helps with, fixing people and
stuff. Not necessarily fixing, but it helps address the social, cognitive, physical, and mental needs.
Okay, so if you were a vegetable, this wouldn't help?
Mm-hmm. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I've seen it in TV shows. They do, like, this sheesh thing where they just rise back from the brink of, like, vegetable. Gabby's face right now is priceless.
I'm in just pure confusion, and I'm just like, Ryan, why did you ask me that question?
What do you mean? Would it work or would it not work?
I mean, Virgin.
Theoretically, my God.
Theoretically, the answer would be no. But I have seen things where different music is used to help grow vegetables.
What? Oh yeah, that's right. I saw they do that like elementary school fairs and stuff.
Yeah, the science fairs. Right. I've seen that before, and I'm just like, that really is interesting. But I haven't seen music therapy the vegetable.
Okay, so believe it or not, plants are alive.
Yeah, they are.
No. Like they're legit organisms that.
Yeah.
So.
You never knew that.
Okay, no, I didn't. I didn't know that grass was alive, and that when we're mowing the lawn, they're like.
Ow.
Screaming.
Yeah.
They do that, and you're like, okay. You find out this information at my age, and you're like, I probably should have done that.
Makes sense now.
Yeah, you... I don't know how vegetarians react to this, though. Because, like, you do it to not kill living things. Well, guess what?
You're doing things to kill living
things. Yeah. They're living things.
I mean...
I'm confused with, about that.
I would say not just vegetarians, but vegans.
Yeah.
Because they don't eat animal product, and animal product is live product.
Yeah.
So.
But so is the grass.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Wow. Do you think Mother Nature hates humans?
Mother Nature hates me.
Well, why did she hate you? What has she done to you? Did she strike
you? She gave me a uterus!
Why have you said this?
Because
on my podcast.
You can cut it out.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to like listen through an hour and a half to come to this and be just to find this one thing.
Surprise!
Oh my. Okay. Okay, thanks. Thank you so much for that. Okay, so why? Tell me why it's so horrible to be a woman.
Well, we are very oppressed. We get catcalled just for, like, not... we are often to cook. We are often said to clean. We are often said to take care of the children, which if, for some reason, if I do have children, I am not one to do that. I will have my future partner be like, hey, we will tackle these things together. Let's cook the meals together. Let's clean the house together. Let's take care of the kids together. So
you're saying men are awful?
Not all men are. Not all men.
That better be me.
You're like one of the best people.
Sure. Sure. Listen, you're stretching it a bit there, okay?
Hey now.
All right, I'm... best people, come on. I'm not part of that like 0.1% of the best people.
Hey, listen, you are a part of the best friendo group. The best friendo group with our two other best friends that were texting us during
at this, our how episode. Dare you guys interrupt this amazing feat that we're doing.
Exactly. Molly and Caitlin, if you're listening to this, why?
I know Caitlin listens. Molly, you don't listen. And you don't follow me on Instagram.
I don't?
No, you don't follow the Geek Gang on Instagram.
Oh, I'll do that right now.
How dare you?
I will do it immediately. I am doing it immediately.
Why? Because I'm calling you out on it? Only because I'm calling you out on it?
I plead the fifth!
Oh.
I plead the fifth!
I'm not that bad
at
talking. I'm usually pretty good. I talk all day, and then I talk here.
That is very true. I'm just looking at my Instagram, besides following you. Two of the people that I went to high school with, actually, because they're a couple, they got engaged.
So I'm saying... my cousins got engaged. Congratulations to you and your friends.
Well, your cousins got engaged. My two classmates...
Married. Well, they're getting married in, like, a couple months, actually.
Mazel tov.
2 months, 3 months.
So the Geek Gang.
So, okay, I have one last question for you.
Yes.
So, you're Jewish, right?
Yes, I am.
So, how's that?
How is that?
Yeah. Okay. Bad question. I know it's not great at the moment, but like, what's it about, you know?
So Judaism is a monotheistic religion based on, you know, God is one is all. And we base it...
So, is this my God, or, like, what do you mean?
So,
specifically.
Judaism is just one God that we all pray to. And the Lord is... The God is Lord, and he is with the angels up in heaven. And we, you know, kind of obey his laws through the eyes of the Torah, which we all read from on... I know the men take the Torahs out, not just on Saturdays, but they also do it on Mondays and Thursdays as well. So 3 days a week they take out the Torah, and they read the portion, the story that goes along with this week.
What do the girls have to do? I know it sounds the way it came out. I know it sounds like
no, but... I know, but it's kind of. It's kind of tricky because there are different sects of Judaism, like conservative and Orthodox and Reform.
Okay. So
it's very...
Yours.
Not a whole lot.
Just the men?
Yeah. Like, men are counted for a minyan, which a minyan is a group of 10 men in order to say certain prayers. Women are not counted.
Oh, that's not cool.
So if there are, like, say, 4 men and 13 women, they only count the men.
Right, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, but in more of...
Well, it's not... I mean, I can't judge on this stuff at all.
No, because you're not Jewish.
Yeah, exactly.
But in terms of, like, more reformed sects of Judaism, like, reform, they could honestly count the women as a minyan, which... I've never seen it before. I've only been through Orthodox sects of Judaism, and honestly, I don't mind staying there because that was what I grew up with and I feel the most comfortable in. And yeah, I value the moral of a Jew is a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. You know, you are for who you are, whether you don't identify fully with being Jewish or you really fully identify with being Jewish. And that's what I really like about the philosophy of what is called Chabad Lubavitch, which is the like a branch of Orthodox Judaism where it follows the philosophy of, like I said, a Jew is a Jew. Mm-hmm. No matter who you are welcome within the Jewish religion. Oh, and that's what I love about
nice.
that sect of Judaism. And that sect of what I've been growing up with ever since, like, the third grade.
So you guys, like, you don't believe in Jesus, right?
No, I don't.
Right. Okay. Just, like, confirming.
Yeah, no, I don't. I believe just praying to one thing. And
in
even
God.
Yes, God.
In God.
But I honestly don't think God is as a human. I feel like God is...
Well, God's not human, for sure.
I think of God as more of like a universal force and kind of like help and with God helping me find my way through, you know, life and going through my personal struggles. I am very much like a very spiritual person as well. So with God on my side and being like, "Hey, listen, I'm going through this trouble. What should I do?" And God is like, "Hey, listen within yourself and be like, "Hey, you are dealing with the situation, list out all the things that you're troubling with and list out all the things that you could do to prevent yourself from getting yourself in trouble." So I rely on God with a lot of things.
I'm more of like a hands-on approach myself type guy where like, okay, I gotta take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll go for this and then I'll do this and like, God will give me the willpower to do it. That's kind of like my mindset on it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a lot more on it, kind of. But I'm not going to really get into it here.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
But thanks, you know, for sharing and stuff.
Thank you all for having me.
Awesome. Thank you for tuning in today. We have had the wonderful and beautiful Gabby here today. And
thank
she's
you.
Been awesome. And it's been like almost an hour and 45 minutes.
That's okay.
We were 1 hour and 40 minutes. Pretty good, pretty good. So we beat the PR. Awesome. So I'm probably, yeah, that'll work. So please follow and share because we're small, super small. And so please follow and share on Instagram and stuff. I swear I am trying to get this on YouTube, guys. I swear, but I can't. And it's ticking me off so much. Okay, so is there anything you want to say to our audience before we go today? Anything left to say?
I just had a really awesome time talking to you and having a wonderful conversation about music therapy, fitness, religion even. And it was just an awesome conversation since, you know, COVID has been a huge tax on everyone. And just to be in person with you is just an awesome feeling. It's an awesome feeling.
And we've been talking for 2 hours, which has been pretty great. And as of this moment, Governor Cuomo, like, we reached the 70% mark. So he's like, everything's open again. And like, you don't have to wear a mask, even though everybody's going to be like, every business is going to be like, you have to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask. So I think it's going to be like another 3 months or something until we're really off the masks. And so, we're very, very fortunate that, we're in the U.S. because the rest of the world at the moment is still playing catch-up, unfortunately.
I mean, New Zealand has been already...
Okay, yes. New Zealand and Iceland have been off the radar for the past 6 months, okay? They've been good for the past 6 months because they had, like, 6 cases and then they were good. And we... But it's been a crazy time. It's been a crazy year. It's been... We hate 2020, okay?
Yes.
At the beginning... Okay, you want to know how... we're going to continue this podcast. Forget what I said before, guys. So, at the beginning of 2020, I found out we were going to get hit by the biggest meteor to ever come across Earth. And if it missed us, we would be very lucky. NASA came out with this thing, we would be very lucky. 2020 was going to be the end on April 1st. We got past April 1st.
Yes, we are now in 2021.
Yes, we got past April 1st.
We're in June of 2021.
Right? And I heard about this in, like, January. And so on March 17th, my birthday of all days, everything got canceled. Everybody had to go home. Businesses closed down. It was the worst. That was my birthday signified. It was amazing. And that's when everything started. Which was like, Kobe died, I'm pretty sure, in like...
Wildfires in Australia.
Yeah. And crazy tornadoes, murder hornets.
That was more of like April and May, murder hornets. But if that's more of like a recap of 2020, then yeah.
The fire tornadoes.
The fire tornadoes.
Remember that? That was crazy in California.
And then the BLM uprising.
But, you know, to those who protested for the good reasons and the right reasons, nice, we thank you. And that was 2020. And then the start of 2021 was riot at Capitol Hill. Interesting. Interesting way to start the year.
Yeah, January 6th.
Was it? I thought it was January 4th.
Right? January 6th.
Right.
I have a better sense of dates than anyone else on this planet. My mom and my, like, anyone in my family can attest to that. Like, I can remember dates very well. So if it was January 6th, it was January 6th.
Okay, got it. January 6th, Capitol Hill. I'm not going to ask you that because then it might get you canceled. Okay. All right. So, what happened after that? Nothing really happened after Capitol Hill.
Right? I mean, the inauguration of Joe Biden.
I mean, yeah.
The passing of the Equality Act.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's cool. That was cool.
That was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was cool. So, it was great.
Yes.
Anyway, so...
So now we are in June 2021.
Now we're here. We're here now, guys.
Yeah, we're here in the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got to 1 minute 45 seconds. All right, thanks for listening. No. But I will do a legit ending. So thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And have an amazing day.